Hey everybody, you're listening to the Creative Journey Podcast. We're here to boost you up and inspire you to soar as you walk along your creative path. I'm your host, Arlie. You can stay up to date with everything Creative Journey by following me on my Instagram or Facebook accounts at Arlie Cox. Let's get going. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're doing well today. This is podcast number 32, and it is a part one because I feel this next subject is really near and dear and also an important one to give a little bit of communication to and shine a little bit of light on because it is a thing. It is, and today we are talking about creative burnout. Creative burnout is one of those things that happens when you're moving down the path of creativity and you have so many pokers in the fire and you're invested so heavily into something, and or many things actually happens when you're invested into many different things and the fire just seems to kind of burn out. So you started really hot and heavy with a project. You were feeling really great about it. You were moving through, and then all of a sudden, your fire seems to leave. So even the most successful artists experience this phenomenon of creative burnout. It can happen to all of us at some point in our creative careers, even to those of us who consider ourselves naturally creative. Just like in life, it's normal for our creativity to ebb and flow because there are so many other factors attached to it. Family life, stress, work, relationships, health and wellness, how much sleep we're getting, what kind of food we're eating. So life has a way of bogging us down sometimes to the point where even the thought of picking up the paintbrush or pen isn't easy. In situations like these, it's really easy to lose touch with the part of our soul that thrives from and gets off on the creativity. And for creatives, it has a lot to do with our mental health and maintaining it. It's within the expression of art that we can help ourselves to overcome trauma and emotional heaviness and the emotional heaviness of everyday life. So let's sit today and unpack this together a little bit because our art is and creativity is really important. And we're here to talk about the hard stuff as well. And creative burnout is one of those things that is really scary when it comes into our lives. But actually, if we like take it in and approach it in a different way, it's going to give us maybe a little pivot or a change in direction, something that we need to move forward. So in order to have this conversation, I'm going to give you the first four symptoms of what creative burnout looks like, what it feels like, and what to keep your eyes open for, and what you can do about it when it pops up. And just a side note, I have also suffered from creative burnout before. I have to really watch myself because, say specifically for my work day, I'm a music teacher, so I teach 30 hours a week in music, and then on the side of that, I'm in a band, and then on the side of that, I have a solo career, and on the side of that, I'm also doing solo shows on my own, and sometimes I'm out with the band in public. So when I'm not doing music, I'm doing music, and when I'm not doing that music, I'm doing more music. And just in that fact alone, because I have so much music coming into my ears weekly, I tend to suffer a little bit of burnout sometimes. And sometimes it's just like a tiny little bit, and sometimes it's like way more than a tiny little bit, where I actually need a lot of peace and a lot of solitude just to give my little head a break. Because when you're in it all the time, it's a lot. So I liken it to having a career. Say you're in finance. And so you're in finance all day long, and then for your extracurricular activities, like outside of the finance world, you're doing finance, and then you do finance on the weekends. So it's a lot of finance. So anybody in that situation would probably feel a little bit burnt out. So yeah, whoever's doing that, I feel ya. So I needed to bridge this gap to talk about it because I feel like it's important, and there's like a lot of us out there that are doing the thing and creating and moving through our art, and sometimes we can get so entrenched in it and spend hours and hours and hours doing it that we will suffer the burnout. Okay, so let's start on symptoms of burnout. So the symptoms of burnout and what we can do to counteract that. So number one is you are doubting yourself. You start doubting yourself incredibly. So you find that no matter what you try to create, you start to worry about what others are going to think about you and what you're putting out into the world. You're in fear of judgment, and you are falling deep into the trap of a creative rut. Now, this isn't easy. Most of the self-doubt is probably stemming from a lack of confidence. So sometimes we'll do something so much and we'll have our own ears on it so much, or our own eyes on it so much, that we don't see the nuance or the like growth or the like movement that's happening. And so we start to doubt ourselves, and then we doubt ourselves for like to put that out into the world because we just are with it all the time. So it might be helpful to focus on something that can boost your confidence, like working at something you feel confident with, and make it a smaller container. So a smaller creative project, a creative fun project that'll just like boost you up and make you feel accomplished. So maybe it looks like, if you're a singer-songwriter, maybe it looks like jumping into collage. Maybe it looks like just cutting up some magazines and making a vision board, or just like something fun and easy that you can do, that you can like start to make these like small, sweet little movements. You can sketch something. And I think the important part is that I said already is like start simple and easy. So we need that little confidence boost and that little shift in a different direction to point our focus somewhere else for a second or two, just to move in. It's those little bits that'll help kind of move us out. And so I do doodle drawings. I What else do? I write poetry. So there's all these like little things that I can do on the outside of it, of when I feel creative burnout, when I'm just doing way too much music, when I'm focused in way too much on music, it just pops me out. That was number one. When you start doubting yourself, do something that like gives you a little bit of extra confidence. Okay, sorry you guys, I'm all like sniffly. It is really early in the morning, and I honestly just got up, and when I do these podcasts, usually it's a little bit later in the afternoon, but I've been noticing I'm under some like wicked time constraints recently, and so it's really feeling like early in the morning is when to do this. I got up at 5:30. And it's 6 o'clock. I usually try to record these on a Monday. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning right now, which is also why I'm trying to be a little bit quiet, but you know, we can only be so quiet. Okay, let's jump into number two. I had so much more to say there. My brain is like not had enough coffee today. Jumping into number two, a symptom of creative burnout. Number two is perfectionism. Okay. This is like across the board the reason why so many people do not even start creating. So we stop ourselves before we start. And I've said that so many times before, because we want to be perfect. We want our project to be perfect. And in turn, we burn out because it's just impossible to move into the status of perfection that we are on the onset looking for. Or we also, because we want to be so perfect, we have a fear of investing so much time and talent onto the wrong path. It doesn't always have to be bad though, okay? It can be what drives us to create in the first place. Like, but when that drive is accompanied by fear, that's when what we have created becomes not good enough for us. So it's the fear coming in there. Then it's time to recognize this in effort and to do everything we can to shift the focus again. Okay. We are human beings. We are never going to do something flawlessly unless we've done it and we've mastered it, which takes like 10,000 hours or something like that. Okay. It can keep us from, the idea of perfectionism can hold us back, and it keeps us from taking risks, and it prevents us from challenging the norm, and it makes it impossible for us to adapt. And apparently there's like this creative crisis that's going on in the world right now that I've just sort of touched into. It's like Time Magazine was like, innovation and creative crisis. This happened maybe a year or two ago. And it's because we're living in a world where everything is so curated and so perfect that we look at somebody else's work and we're like, well, I'm not even going to touch that because I am never going to put out a product that beautifully done. And so there's so many beautiful innovators and creatives out there that just like just don't do the thing because of that. It essentially kills inspiration. So perfectionism kills inspiration. And even the thought of having a creative crisis with an innovation and creative crisis, it saddens my heart. It saddens my heart. Fundamentally, I don't know if there's anything really, really wrong with perfectionism, but it's just, It should be balanced with something else, like courage and bravery, or the idea or the attitude of just sending the work out anyway. I don't curate this podcast. Like, nothing about this is curated. I have a couple notes just to touch me in if I like forget what I'm talking about. But, you know, it's like I'm putting it out anyway because I'm committing to 100 podcasts, which feels like 2 years of podcasting, which is freaking nuts. In my, like, I just did the math in my head and I'm like, oh my God, that's a lot of podcasting, you guys. But I'm not going to get caught up in that because what I'm working towards is just becoming a better speaker. It's becoming a better connector. And it's to show you that you can do it too. Like, the more you work and then you just patter away at something, the better you get. That's why I'm up at 6 o'clock in the morning on a freaking Monday, you know, like 5:30 actually. Oh God. This work isn't easy. This work is not easy. Creative work isn't easy. I've said that before too, but it's so worth it to just like let your work go and send it out, because if you don't, the chances that your art won't see the light of day is a very, very high percentage. Give yourself so much grace in the idea of perfectionism. Failure is always a gift. I have failed and fallen on my face so many times, and each time I do, it's like I want to just cry and crawl under a rock. But at the same time, as I move through that failure, I realize all this learning falls in, and it's just the most beautiful gift. And then I try really hard to forgive myself. And sometimes the forgiveness of yourself takes like years. And it's not, the forgiveness part isn't easy work. But when you create something, you don't have to take yourself so seriously. If you create something horrendous, laugh at yourself. This is all part of it because it's called practice. Embrace this time to simply create anyway, right? No matter what, things must be made. How many others can shame or blame you? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Their words do not matter because they're not in the arena. You guys know the Brené Brown in the arena, and whoever wrote the original quote, shoot, why am I? I don't know. My brain's not working. It was a president, I think. Anyway, if you're not in the arena, if you're not doing the work, people's opinions of you have no merit. Just do it anyway. Perfectionism kills creativity. So just do it anyway. You can do it. I know you can. Okay. Number three symptom of creative burnout. You get caught in defense mode. That's number three. You get caught in defense mode. Our first and foremost thought when facing something challenging is to build up our defenses. We become hypervigilant and unable to bend with change, and we become rigid, and that rigidity sets in. It's a perfect growing ground for destructive thinking. If we are catching ourselves in this mode, we are self-protecting probably and holding on to our art for fear of judgment, and the saboteur archetype comes in. We self-sabotage, which is so easy. Oh my God, you guys. I did a podcast about the self-sabotage thing. It's another thing. So the trick here is to sit still, center into the body, and observe the situation from an outside perspective. Take a sweet look into what might be causing the defensiveness. So it's like self-protecting because you're like doing so much creativity and you're putting this stuff out in the world, and then you get judgmental on yourself, and then you're like caught up in your perfectionism. And so the defensiveness comes up as a self-preservation attitude. You got to give some loving light to that stuff and move forward slowly and with great care. Slowly turning those no's into maybes. And not saying that you have to say yes all the time, but when we're in defense mode, it tends to be like, no, 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 I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. We just shut it down. We shut it right down. So slowly turning the no's into maybes. This may also require you to take a full step back. Sorry, guys. And take a little break from whatever it is you're putting out into the world. To let the project just be for a bit and rest. And it doesn't mean that you're never going to come back to it. I suppose that the basis of all of this burnout and the thing that would correct it would be just to like slow down a little bit. It's absolutely okay to slow down. It's okay to slow down. You can bump a date, you can jiggle and shift around until it starts to feel right again. Burnout is real, and I have experienced it so deeply myself. Had I known how to move through the burnout, I would have wasted way less time. I would have wasted way less time. And in wasting time, it's not really wasting time. Of course, it's like a learning, right? So it's like being gentle and giving ourselves grace, which I said before. But man, when you're in it, it feels really shitty and it feels really hard. And I just want you to know that I've been there a lot. And from one person who has been there a lot to other people, I implore you just to take a little break, slow it down a little bit, and just take it one step, one sweet step at a time. And so I kind of liken it to my album that I'm making right now. And I'm experiencing, you know, like the process is moving along. I think I'm in fear. No, I don't think I'm in fear. I know I'm in fear. I'm in fear of putting this out, you guys. Oh, God. So I'm going to make an example of myself to just put it out anyway, because the album's done. A full 10-song live album is done. I get to put it out into the world. I don't have to. I get to. I'm changing my my verbiage on that. I don't have to put it out. I get to put it out. And I think I'm just being, because I've sat with it for so long, I'm just being really nitpicky and hard on myself. So, okay, so the mixing has been finished. I'm drinking cold coffee again. The mixing has been finished. I'm sending it away to get mastered. I have invested some good chunks of money into this because I want to put it out on my own, if that makes sense. I feel like I really want to put this out on my own. I might do a pre-sale. I'm not sure about that yet, though. I just want to put it out. And then on the other side of that, I've been asked by my creativity, because I talk to my creativity often, I've been asked to kind of clean things up a little bit as far as like my energy output is concerned. So yeah, I'm just like, I'm working all the edges and the angles. But man, we can do it. I can do it. You can do it. We all can do it. So thank you for being with me in my fear. I want you to know that if you are in fear about anything, you've got some good company here. And I want to remind you, nothing has to be perfectly curated. And as we move along, we grow. And that's just the way it is. So I'm going to come into next week with the part two of the symptoms of creative burnout. And I think I have three or four more and things that we can do about it. And so next week, the podcast might be a little bit shorter. I don't know. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great week filled with creativity or taking a step back and showing yourself some beautiful grace and some space. And within that, sometimes like the best things show up. Sometimes within that grace and that space, the best little juicy bits kind of unveil themselves. So I just want to say that I see you and I hear you and I understand you. I get you guys. Okay. Big love to everybody, and I can't wait to talk to you soon.